Hello?
Hi, this is Figgy calling from Family First Care regarding Catherine.
Yes.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm fine.
Just wanted to follow up with you and see how you're feeling. I know that you spoke with my coworker. She said that you had a lot going on and you weren't ready for services. Just wanted to check up.
Yeah, I just moved in, so I'm going to... Yeah, I'm still going to need y'all assistance because with my lot of stuff going on in my body now, it's leaving me to reach out for help.
Right.
With
so
family.
So you
want to
move forward with setting up
services?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Great. So have you done the first appointment yet?
No.
No. Okay. So let's schedule that together. Do you want to do a call together or would you like to call them on your own to schedule?
We could do it together.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a call to Maximus, which is the company that handles the applications. They work with the state. We'll call them, schedule your appointment. They'll come down to your home. You said you just moved in, right?
Yeah.
So let me just first get your updated address. I have 2400 North Garnet Street.
No more.
So what is it now?
2618
mm-hmm.
East Madison Street.
Got it. And that's still Philadelphia, 19132?
34.
34, okay. All right. So let's call Maximus, schedule your for an appointment. They'll come out and start your application process.
Yes.
Before we do that, I just want to double check with you. There are financial limits on this program, so I wouldn't want to put you through all the trouble of applying if you wouldn't qualify.
Right.
Your assets need to equal $8,000 or less, so that would include home, vehicle, any assets that you would have in the bank. Do you have
mm-hmm.
more than $8,000 in assets?
I don't have no money in the bank.
Okay, and do you own a home or a vehicle?
No.
Okay. All right, then you should be good. And what about your income? Do you make any money or do you get Social Security?
Social Security.
Okay, that should be fine. All right, so let's give them a call. It does sound like you will qualify, so we'll schedule you in for the first assessment, and I'm going to help you with all the steps of the process, okay?
All right.
All right, just a moment.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Program. If you are an applicant or authorized, if you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Go ahead, Catherine, and then I'll introduce myself.
My name is Catherine Chernowski.
Okay, and I'm with uh-huh. Catherine's home care agency. My name is Faggy.
What your first name?
F as in Frank, A-I-G-Y.
And your last name?
Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z.
And the phone number you're calling from?
267-551-7417.
And is this to check a status or start a referral?
It's to reschedule an appointment. She has an open application, I believe.
And applicant, verify your first and last name again.
It's Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is spelled as T-S-C-H. O-R-N-I-A-W-S-K-Y.
Your date of birth?
3/7/1976.
And spell your last name again?
T-S-C-H-O-R-N-I-A WSKY.
Okay. And before we continue, I just want you to know that we will not discuss your case information with anyone without your written or verbal consent. So do you give me permission to discuss your case information while Ms. Vega is on the line?
Yes.
Okay, and verify your address.
I just moved, so my new address is 2618 East Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19134.
Do you remember the address before then?
2400 North Garnett Street, Apartment 3, 19132.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get that address updated. And again, it's 2618 East Madison Street, Philadelphia,
yes.
PA, 19134.
Yes.
And we need to get you scheduled for the intake visit assessment. Are you available within the next 7 days at any time?
I'm available all day.
And do you prefer mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoon, I guess.
Afternoon. And what's a good contact number for you? Because we like to call 30 minutes before we arrive.
Yes, 445-233-9291.
And do you want to receive any case updates via text message or email?
Yes.
And do you want text or email?
Text.
Okay, and just to let you know, by providing your cell phone number and agreeing to all terms and conditions, you agree to receive text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. To start receiving a text, all you have to do is reply, stop. And just to let you know, you may get messages at different times, and that messages and data rates may apply.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like the next appointment that we have available would be... we can do this Friday. We have a 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
I have the physical therapy this Friday at 3.
Okay, we can do Monday the 8th. We have a 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
That's fine.
Okay, so we have you scheduled for Monday the 8th between 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be with our enrollment case manager. Her name is Sonia Castillo.
Okay, thank you.
And can we get the Harmony
okay,
ID for her,
please?
If
you don't have medical assistance, I'm not finished. If you don't have medical assistance, we'll complete a medical assistance application with you. And just make sure you have your identification, your medical insurance, and proof of income.
Okay.
Okay. The county we do send a case to the county assistance office, and they may request additional financial documents, so just keep a lookout for that letter as well.
Okay.
Okay, let me see what else we may need from you. Just bear with me. Okay, we have the physician certification form. You'll have a second interview with the Area Agency of Aging, and they usually call within 14 business days after the first visit to get you scheduled for that. So just keep a lookout for that phone call.
Will do.
Okay,
thank you.
And if you are denied at any time, you have the right to appeal.
All right.
Okay, and if you need additional assistance, you can always reach out to PA Link as well.
Will do. Thank you.
Can I ask one question, please?
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get the Harmony ID so she could track her case?
I'm not finished. I'll get to that at the end of my call.
I'm so sorry. I just don't want to lose you before we ask that.
Okay. Nope, I always give that out. And then, applicant, did you want to add anybody as an authorized representative so they're able to receive any case updates, schedule anything, or speak on your behalf?
Yeah, she can do it. She's available. She can if she wants.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh. Okay.
Do you need my information again?
Yep, I'm going to ask that. I think I'm moving too slow for you.
No, I just, we have it all through where the call gets dropped.
From?
I'm with Family First Care.
Okay. And your address?
It's 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
And your phone number ends in 7417?
Correct.
Okay. And now I'm going to provide you guys with the case number, which is also known as the Harmony ID number. Just let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay. I'll write it down for you. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay. It's 603.
Mm-hmm.
769.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You guys have any other questions or concerns for me today?
No.
I'm good. Catherine, anything?
I'm good.
All right. Perfect.
All right. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
No, thank you. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Catherine?
Yes.
So she's scheduled for Monday. They're going to come between 12 and 2, she said.
Yeah.
12 and 2. Okay, I have the ID number for your case. All right, so after this assessment, what they'll do is they'll have another one with Office of Aging or PCA. They're going to come out and do another assessment on you, which is more of a medical assessment. This one is considered a financial assessment to
okay.
make sure that you qualify, okay?
All
one
right.
other thing I want to discuss with you, they do need a doctor to sign a form for you stating that you need the services. So our telehealth
yes.
doctor takes care of that. They'll
okay.
call you and, you know, ask you some questions about your health and then send me the signed form and I'll submit it for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. So we'll be in touch Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Take care.